We're going to bring things closer to home now, and joining me now on the phone is David Treader. He's president of the Federation of Independent Illinois Colleges and Universities. David, thanks so much for joining me.
Good morning.
I wanted to have you on because I've always had a great interest in the issue of higher education and how higher education stands in this state. And obviously coming off the two-year period where the state of Illinois had a historic budget impasse, which no doubt adversely hurt public colleges and universities, but also had an effect on private colleges and universities, the issues like the monetary award program grants, things like that. And I guess I'm kind of curious, I wanted to have you on to perhaps maybe you could give us kind of a state of the state as far as higher education when it comes to the private colleges and universities in Illinois.
Well, right, thanks. The privates haven't quite taken the hit, at least in terms of enrollment, that the publics have over the last, let's say, 10 years, including that two-year budget impasse. But I think one of the things that's continuing to have kind of a rippling effect is, I guess, what I would call the reputational damage done to Illinois higher education. And remember that when we were going through that budget impasse, that wasn't happening in a vacuum. States around us, Indiana, Wisconsin, Iowa, et cetera, were ramping up because the reality is Illinois and Chicago specifically is a place to get students. And that effect, even though we're hopefully on the road to recovery, we've got one kind of decent budget behind us, it's going to take a while, I think, to get not only the reputation that was damaged back, but frankly, kind of some solid financial footing into all these institutions, including, as you mentioned, MAP grants. And I guess the final thing I would say on that is when students leave the state, you know, many of them come back, but this is, I think, now part of a larger Illinois story about individuals leaving our state, not only college students, but just residents in general. So it's a piece of that puzzle, and it's concerning.
Well, and obviously the issue of out-migration of high school graduates to other universities, as you touched on, that other schools around the country were basically setting up shop here in Illinois and going full-time heavy recruitment efforts. And I'm not sure that that's stopped.
No, you know, in my time, which is too many years, when I started, there was about 10 shops set up in the Chicago area from out-of-state institutions. Now there's north of 150. So pragmatically, Illinois probably is always going to be a state that exports a number of college students. That's kind of baked in just to the demographics and the geography of Illinois.
Well,
what we set up was an incentive to leave.
Pardon me? I'm sorry.
Yeah, what we set up was an incentive for students to leave by not funding higher ed.
Right, right. Well, and you know, you've got that issue of students going out of state for their higher education. But also, isn't there kind of an issue, too, of just the universe of high school graduates in the state is not as large as it used to be?
Right, and that maybe is part of the perfect storm, for lack of a better term, that our numbers have tapered off, our high school grad numbers have tapered off. So just the available population of students that want to enroll in college is decreasing. And that's kind of a Midwestern phenomena too, but that doesn't help when you're trying to drive more enrollment in higher education.
And so with the smaller pot, it's a battle of, the individual institutions here in Illinois going after that smaller universe of students. And that can lead to pitting private versus public against each other, can't it?
Absolutely, and it's a hyper-competitive market on both quality, price, cost. We see reports every day, the debt bubble, the student loan debt bubble, other things. The reality is most Illinois residents are looking either for themselves or their children to find a path through higher education, and And I think that leads to we really haven't had a good solid game plan as it pertains to higher education for about 10 years. And so a number of us in higher ed are saying, hey, we got to sit down and look first at what do we have here? We have 12 public universities, almost 50 community colleges, and over 100 private institutions. Well, let's see what we got. What are our resources and our capacity, and figure out the best path forward to get all these institutions kind of, you know, firing on all cylinders to first keep students in Illinois and do a good job of, if that happens, I think that will help in retaining residents here.
Is there an issue of overcapacity?
Yeah, that's a fair question. And I think there's some evidence there, both from what you said earlier, decreasing high school grad numbers. And so I think what you saw during the budget impasse, and you could probably describe it as kind of a Darwinian experience or experiment on the public universities who have downsized, probably a term you might say is right-sized. But at my institutions, our enrollments are level, but I don't think you're going to see huge growth in enrollment numbers. So there is a compression. I think you're exactly right, and that puts pressure on institutions surviving too, frankly, around the state.
We're making a point I tend to agree, is that the whole idea of the budget impasse certainly raised to a new level, you know, some critical questions that existed in higher education as far as public school, as far as, you know, what kind of programs are offered. Is there too much repetition? Are there efficiencies that can be built into the system? And, you know, it came, all of those hard questions came at a pretty steep price, too, as far as you said, the whole kind of badge of Illinois and higher education kind of getting branded as not necessarily, you know, a trustworthy state for students.
Well, right. I mean, I had just locally here, and I'm a Springfield guy, parents would ask me, should I send my kids to be an Illinois institution? Are they going to be there in 4 or 5 years? And, you know, I assured them they would be, but clearly, all of the factors you've just mentioned, along with, frankly, the decreasing population and high school numbers, lead back to what I said earlier. We can't just kind of fake our way through this. We got to take a hard look at this and have some kind of plan going forward.
We're speaking with David Treader. He is president of the Federation of Independent Illinois Colleges and Universities. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune, here in the WGN Skyline Studios, and on the phone with David Treader, president of the Federation of Independent Illinois Colleges and Universities. We've been talking about kind of the state of the state of the independent colleges and universities. We kind of know what the state of the state is when it comes to the public colleges and universities. But David, I was curious, you know, you touched on the issue of, you know, concerns about student debt. We see the stories every day. But is there an issue about sticker shock and competitiveness involving private colleges and universities?
Yeah, I think that's always there because, in fact, because we're nonprofit privates, that initial sticker price is higher. But I encourage people to and put their applications in at a private, because it's a negotiated process. And in fact, what you find out is that the privates are, in fact, very affordable here. And I guess the proof's in the pudding, in the fact that you know, the private institutions in the state now enroll more than the public universities. So it's a good value, good return on investment, and people are voting with their feet at private colleges.
Well, is part of it the fact that public school tuitions have dramatically increased in the state, that it's the playing field's a bit closer to being leveled?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. With budget numbers going the wrong way, and the public's, I think, understandably having to respond with raising tuition prices, that gap, if you will, between public and private has closed over the years.
Plus, I think too, there's, you know, perhaps a certain draw on the fact that these are, for the most part, you know, these are not the mass market kind of schools like University of Illinois or Illinois State, where you're able to find institutions that kind of are more tailored to a student's interests, or maybe not being in a class of 200 people being taught by a research assistant.
Well, that's the beauty, and I think the way I like to describe it is finding the right fit for a particular student. And if you're you're at Knox College up in Galesburg, 1,000 students, you're going to be seen, you're going to be noticed. So students are different. Some like the large campus. You can even find that in my institutions, DePaul, Loyola, Northwestern, and we have big institutions, but really there's a wide range of kind of offerings and fit and programs at our institutions. And I argue in the General Assembly, it's one of the best deals the state has. Private institutions here, we educate 60% of the healthcare folks. Think about what's coming at us demographically in terms of healthcare professionals, and 40% of the teachers. I can go down the list, but a very important contributor to higher education, and I think needs to be part of that discussion going forward as to how we fit all these pieces together and what's best for the state and for folks looking for higher education.
But you keep talking about that discussion. Is that discussion happening?
But not as much as I would like, and there's kind of two prongs to it. A number of us, both public and private, have approached the new administration, and I think there is some interest by Governor Pritzker and his staff to take a look at that. But the other piece we need, and it's something I've been working on for a number of years, is we need other external validation, for lack of a better term. We need business folks, we need community leaders, we need mayors. Some of this we've captured and done during the budget impasse, but especially on the business side, business leaders, we think, should be standing at the podium, so to speak, with higher ed officials saying, we need to get this figured out because it's in the interest of the state business environment, along with just the personal benefits of folks that get a higher education.
So who has to lead this convening? I mean, is it a matter of the governor actually kind of weighing in here or some kind of task force or something like that?
Well, I think that's what it's going to take, and I hesitate to say we need another blue ribbon committee. Because, you know where that leads, but short of that, there needs to be some effort. I do think it's got to come. There's got to be some leadership out of the governor's office or one of the deputy governors. I think there is some interest there to do that, but it's got to engage not only higher ed, but as I said, other stakeholders.
Well, then that's what I mean. Does it take somebody like a governor to have to do this to bring in those other stakeholders like the business community?
Yeah, I think it probably does. And governors have a lot of power in that regard and also have a lot of power in how they develop their budgets. And, you know, certainly we're encouraged by Governor Pritzker's first budget, which, there was a low bar, right? After the last year, 5 years.
Well, and I wonder, yeah, I mean, you know, everybody talks about, you know, kudos, hey, we got a budget, you know, things are rolling, but it really has been a low bar.
Yeah, unfortunately. And maybe social services took a harder hit than higher education, but if you look through what happened, higher education, either by design or by accident, was really a target of the last budget impasse. So there's a lot of work to be done to try to get firm footing back under higher ed.
There's a lot of people who think it's by design.
Yeah, it was hard to see it was by accident. It certainly looked like the higher ed was a target. And I think now you're seeing why it mattered. With students leaving and the unpredictability and all of those things that come with that, you know, a couple, 2-3 years out. And that's why we need to get back on track.
Well, it's certainly something that we're going to have to be watching more closely because Illinois has a great historic value in its higher education community, public and private, and it's been some very jarring times. There's no doubt about it. David Treader, president of the Federation of Independent Illinois Colleges and Universities. David, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Rick.